It's time for another visit with our friends at Alt Latino. Felix Contreras is here while Jasmine Garst is away this week. Felix, this music sounds a little different from the stuff you normally bring us. What's this?
Well, on a recent Alt Latino, what we did was do a quick overview of the tradition of classical music in Latin America. And to do that, we called upon our colleague, Tom Huizinga, who writes NPR Music's Deceptive Cadence, and I brought him along this morning to talk about classical music as well.
Welcome, Tom.
Good morning, Linda. Happy to be here.
This track that we're listening to now is composed by Mexican composer Carlos Chavez. It was written about 1940, and it's a celebration of indigenous culture from Mexico, written for wind quartet and percussion sextet. It's called Xochipilli, and it's named after the Aztec god of poetry, dance, and music.
Tom, normally we talk to Jasmine about now, and she sometimes has some very bumpin' dance music.
Well,
what are you going to do?
How about a little bumpin' dance music from the 17th century? I know, Linda, this is a family program, but I couldn't resist some exotic dances from the 17th century. This is music from Santiago de Murcia. He was born in Madrid around 1682. And he was a traveler, like a lot of people in Spain at that point. He went to Mexico and soaked up some of the exotic dances from the New World that actually had already been brought back to Spain. And this is this cumbes, which is a very risque dance, which we think was brought to Mexico from West African slaves. And observers have been talking about these cumbes from way back in 1626. But one guy in 1776 wrote, "The dance is done with shaking and wiggle-wagging and swaying of the hips, all contrary, of course, to common decency. They fondle each other, they embrace arm in arm, and belly to belly."
Scandalosos.
Is there any relationship between what we call cumbia today, Felix?
You know, it's hard to say, but one thing that is common is the very quick, almost two-step feel to it, the two-beat feel to it, which was common to cumbia because the dance cumbia was developed by West African slaves when their legs were shackled together. So they developed this music as a way to move while they were shackled.
And the music here is performed by this group called Hesperian 21, led by Jordi Sabal.
So far, we've heard classical music from the early 20th century and the 17th century. Is classical music still a vital part of the Latin music landscape?
Oh, for sure. I mean, not only just performers, but composers and presenters. The famous Proms concert in London later this summer, part of that whole series, 8 weeks of concerts, are going to be devoted to Latin American music. And one of the most exciting Latin American composers today is Roberto Sierra. He teaches composition at Cornell, born in Puerto Rico. And his symphony number 3, he called La Salsa, and that's where he incorporates some dance rhythms, the merengue from the Dominican Republic and the plena from Puerto Rico. And he takes aspects of these and works with them in a symphonic format. And this is a new album by the Puerto Rico Symphony Orchestra, and the conductor is Maximiano Valdez.
Felix, I understand that one of your all-time favorite songs is an aria from a Brazilian composer who was fascinated by the musical styles of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Go figure. Right? The music geek in me just comes out. Years ago, I heard this composition by Heitor Villa-Lobos, who is from Brazil. And between 1930 and 1945, he composed these 9 suites as an exercise in adapting European musical concepts to Brazilian music. And he called them Bachianas Brasileiras in honor of Bach. And this is Bachianas Brasileiras number 5, the aria, featuring Spanish vocalist Victoria de los Ángeles.
Thank you.
piercing.
See? Yeah.
But beautiful.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun putting this show together on the All Latino Podcast, and I was surprised at the variety of styles, and even going back to the 17th century.
Tom Heisinger, NPR's classical music producer, and Felix Contreras from Alt Latino Podcast, thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you.
My pleasure.